Let's start with the tax rates and allowances for 2008-09. We didn't have much to go on in the PBR. This was because the PBR was so early, and therefore the September RPI figures weren't available. The rates and allowances were subsequently published and are now available on the HMRC website. Some of these were pre-announced, and we had a pretty good idea what they would be. In the 2007 budget, Gordon Brown said that there would be above-inflation increases for age allowances, 1,180 above inflation. So, for example, we now have an age allowance for taxpayers who are between 65 and 74 of £9,030 for 2008-09, as opposed to £7,550 for 2007-08. And that's clearly good news for older taxpayers. What's less good news is the NIC rates. We did know about this from Budget 2007, and indeed we looked at examples on the Tax Update series in the spring. The government, as you will recall, is heading for alignment of the IT and the NIC system, and this is happening in part from 2008-09. There are going to be significant increases in the upper earnings limit for primary Class 1 NICs. Another £100 a week, that's £5,200 a year, by which employees will pay 11% on rather than 1% on. Similarly, for self-employed people, there are also increases. The Class 2 rate is only going up by 10p a week, but there are significant increases in the Class 4 upper profits limit from £34,840 per annum to £40,040 per annum. And you'll note that that's the same as the upper earnings limit for employees. The outcome is clear. Bigger NIC bills for employees and self-employed people. The other big income tax change that was announced in the 2007 budget was the abolition of the 10% ban for income tax and the imposition from April 2008 of a simpler two-band IT system at 20 and 40% rather than a three-band system at 10, 22 and 40%. Clearly, there will be winners and losers. We looked at some of these on the Tax Update series and we'll no doubt look at them again in the 2008 series.